感谢何龙诗班以及成人诗班啊，这个美妙的颂赞。
We thank God for the beautiful presentation of the adult and children's choir.
我们在教会里面用一个安静的心来聆听不管是小孩或成人，我们都会感谢主。
And whether it's the children or the adults, when they praise the Lord, we are filled with a heart of thankfulness.
因为当我们用心来聆听的时候，就听出他们真的是用一个敬拜神，很喜乐的心在歌颂主耶稣基督所带给我们的福音。
And when we listen with our hearts, we can really feel that they're worshiping with joy about proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ.
小弟现在再次的奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来学习耶稣基督所应许的福音。
Once again, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I would like to share with you the gospel of Jesus Christ.
今天晚上我们要谈谈得救的盼望。
Tonight we will talk about the hope of salvation.
我们前两个晚上提过主耶稣基督他的福音。带给我们满足的喜乐。
Two nights ago, we discussed that the gospel of Jesus Christ brings us the fulfillment of joy.
这个喜乐是用物质的方式所找不到的。
And this joy cannot be obtained through physical possessions.
因为这是属灵的。
Because it is something spiritual.
这是因着有神的灵在运行的时候，我们所得到的满足。
And this satisfaction comes when the Spirit of God works among us.
所以我们在耶稣基督里面，我们可以常常喜乐。
So in Jesus Christ, we can always be joyful.
即使有时候我们遇到困难，我们不会绝望。
And although we may face with problems, but we will not be in despair.
我们知道这个慈爱的主，他可以做我们的依靠。
And we know that this loving God can be our reliance.
每当我们向山举目的时候
，And every time we turn to Him,
我们就知道我们的帮助从哪里来了。
Or we turn to the mountain, we know where our help comes from.
我们的帮助从造天地的神来的。
And our help comes from the God who creates the heaven and earth.
这位神道成肉身，成为耶稣基督。
This God came to earth as flesh to be Jesus Christ.
赐给我们真正的。满足。
And he will give us true satisfaction.
带你们走过人生的低潮。
And he will walk with us through the lowest point of our lives.
我们昨天晚上提到耶稣基督要赐给我们超越的平安。
Last night we discussed that the Lord Jesus will give us the transcendent peace.
我们在这个世上信耶稣以后，我们跟其他不信的人一样在过日子。
In this world, believers and non-believers alike, we live the same lifestyle.
公司在裁员的时候，我们可能也会被裁到。
When companies lay off workers, we may also get laid off.
那房地产在跌的时候，我们可能会赔钱。
And when the real estate market drops, we may also lose some money.
但是即使有这些苦难在我们当中出现了。
But although these problems still happen around us,
我们在耶稣基督里面，我们有这个别人所不能了解的平安。
In Jesus Christ, we can experience this peace that others cannot understand.
因为主耶稣基督他应许我们可以放心。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ has promised us and assured us that we can be rest assured.
因为他已经胜过世界。
Because he has overcome the world.
他把他的平安放在我们心里。
He has put his peace into our hearts.
让我们有勇气有力量去过每一天的日子。
So that we can have the courage and the strength to face the challenge of every day.
我们看透这个苦难所带来给我们的帮助。
We're able to see beyond the problems and is able to see the help behind it.
这个苦难要熬炼我们成为精金。
And these problems or tribulations will train us into a pure gold.
要帮助我们真的去领受了神的性情。
It will help us to receive the qualities or the attributes of God.
在这个苦难当中，我们一直信心，我们能够生出忍耐。
So in these tribulations, through faith, we can obtain a perseverance.
这个苦难之后，我们会忍耐之后，我们会生出老练来。
And perseverance will bring forth a character.
最后，我们会生出一个盼望。
And finally, character brings forth hope.
这个盼望是不会羞耻的。
And this hope will never disappoint us.
也就是说，这个盼望一定会实现，一定会实现的。
In other words, this hope will surely happen.
我们今天每一个人在这个世上都有很多的追求跟盼望。
In this world, many of us have many pursuits and many hopes.
那通常我们都很希望我们可以得救。
And we all hope that we can be saved.
你看，在我们困难当中，我们总希望说，哦，谁能来救我们，脱离这个困境？
So when we're in difficulty, we would wish, oh, who can come and save us from this predicament?
但是今天晚上我们要来谈谈主耶稣给我们这个得救的盼望。
But tonight we will discuss about the hope of Jesus' salvation.
盼望不是只是这个得救，不是只是让我们解决这个世上的困难而已。
And Jesus' salvation does not merely solve our problems in the world.
我们知道，我们人生最宝贵的其实就是生命。
We know that in life, what is most precious is our lives.
这个其他的东西都身外之物。
And all other things are just extra.
如果今天死亡临到。
Suppose today death comes knocking at your door.
那不管今天我们多少才能。
And regardless how talented you are,
我们拥有多少知识
？Regardless how wise you are,
多少财富
？How rich you are,
我们有多么美、多么幸福的家庭
？Or how blissful your family is,
我们在这个世界上到底有多少权力
？Or regardless how powerful you are in this world,
死亡一来到，全部都归零。
As soon as death comes knocking, everything comes to nil.
在死亡面前，每一个人都平等。
Before death, everyone is equal.
所以通常。为了要活下去，很多人都在那个关键的时刻愿意丢弃他所拥有的一切身外之物。
So very often, in order just to survive, many people are willing to give up every possession that they have.
就只有一个希望能够活下来。
And their only hope was just to live.
我们看一个例子。
Let's look at an example.
我们看《使徒行传》二十七章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 27.
圣经《使徒行传》二十七章。
Acts 27.
我们请看十八节。
Verse
18. 27章的十八节。
27 verse 18.
这里说我们被风浪逼得甚急，第二天众人就把货物抛在海里了。
18. And because we were exceedingly tempest tossed, the next day they lightened the ship.
第十九节。
19.
到了第三天，他们又亲手把船上的器具都抛弃了。
On the third day, we threw the ship's tackle overboard with our own hands.
二十节。
20.
太阳和星辰多日不显露，又有狂风大浪吹逼，我们得救的指望就都绝了。
20. Now when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small tempest beat on us, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up.
这里在描述当时候使徒保罗他跟一群人坐船。要到罗马的旅程。
So here describes when Paul and his companions were setting sail going to Rome.
他们在这个行船危险的季节里面，众人他当时候不听保罗的劝告。
So they started to ship during a bad weather, and the captain refused to listen to Paul's advice.
因为他们以为这个起了南风看起来。这个天气不错，他们以为这个是一个好的时机，赶快短暂的旅程过到一个比较适合过冬的港口去避冬天。
So they saw that the south wind was blowing, so they thought it was a good opportunity to go to a harbor and avoid the storm.
哪里知道人算不如天算。
But man's plan is not better than the heaven's plans.
一航行不多久，那时候这个。飓风就来到了。
So after not long after they set sail, the great storm came.
这个狂风还有名字，像我们今天一样，飓风哦、台风都有给它命名。
And this great wind had a name, just like our hurricanes today.
结果呢？他说他们当时候没有办法抵抗这个风浪。
So they were not able to overcome this wind.
到第二天，他们说这个风浪太急了，众人就知道把货物都。抛弃了。
So on the second day, they knew to lighten the ship, so they threw some of the cargo.
因为当时候他们坐个货船，他们这个从一个地方航行到第二个地方，基本上都是为了贸易，所以把货物要带到罗马去的。
So the ship was a cargo ship that brought goods that is bringing goods to Rome.
那这个时候为了要活命，他们第二天开始就。开始丢货物了，让船轻一点吧。
So in order to lighten the ship, they started to toss cargo into the ocean.
但是没有用。
But it's useless.
到第三天
，On the third day,
继续丢东西，把一些器具把它丢了吧。
They continued to throw even the tools.
因为这些都是身外之物。
Because all these are extra possessions.
因为只要他们能够活下来，这个是重点。
So the most important thing was for them to survive.
所以第二十节是特别说他们。 多日都不见天日的。
So verse 20 said that many days they see neither the sun nor the stars.
狂风大浪，他们觉得得救的指望都绝了。
And so they lost all hope to be saved.
那这我们看到说，今天当我们遇到这个生命关头的时候，
So today when we're facing life and death,
我们都会觉得只要活下来，这就是重点。
We will feel that as long as I can live, that is what is most important.
那其他的都可以抛弃的。
Then we can give up on the other things.
但是其实他这个时候所强调的也是让我们肉体可以活下来。
So what the emphasis here is so that our physical flesh can survive.
哦，所以其实我们今天做很多事情，我们养生啊，我们要住在一个比较安全的地方，都是为了让我们能够活久一点啊。
So today, many things that we do, such as taking good care of our health and living in a good environment, all this is just simply to prolong our lives on earth.
但是最后我们都发现一个事实，有一天我们都会死。
But we will finally come to a conclusion that we all would all one day die.
那甚至我们有些人，他们在极忧郁当中、很绝望当中，他们甚至用自己的方式想要去结束自己的生命。
And some people who are in depression and in despair, they may even want to end their own lives.
哦，所以其实我们都知道生命最宝贵。
And we all know that life is most precious.
但其实在这个肉体生命之外，我们人还有一个灵魂。
And besides this physical body, we humans have a soul.
也就是说，我们这个灵性的生命一定要有一个归宿的。
So our soul needs a resting place.
因为圣经用一个比喻来说明，我们今天活的这个就像搭帐篷。
So the Bible gives an example that our lives on earth is just like setting up a tent.
我们这个肉体像一个帐篷一样。
Our body is just like a tent.
我们真正的这个我就像这个里面的这个灵魂。
So the real me in the tent is our soul.
所以当我们这个生命结束的时候，就好像我们这个肉体的生命结束，帐篷拆掉了。
So when our life ends, it's just like this physical body, this tent is being wrapped up.
然后，那我们这个灵魂要去哪里呢？
So then, where does this soul go to?
这一定要在我们今生这个时候就要解决，就要想清楚了。
So we need to think about this matter right now.
我们今天肉体的生命不是死了就算了。
So today, our physical body does not end upon death.
今天很多人他们想要用自己的方式结束生命的同时，都是觉得死了，一切就没事了。
So many people today think that death would solve everything.
因为死了就不会痛苦啊。
Because after we die, there's no more pain.
什么都不知道就算了。
We will not know anything, and that's good.
眼不见为净。
So ignorance is bliss.
啊，所以啊，这个就是有些人哦，为什么会走上自杀的这个路。
So this is why some people resort to suicides.
但是圣经这样说。
But the Bible tells us this.
我们请看希伯来书第九章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书九章的二十七节
，Hebrews 9 verse 27。
这里说，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
27 and as it is appointed for man to die once, but after this the judgment。
这里告诉我们，人死后有个审判在等着每一个人。
Here tells us that after death judgment awaits everyone。
这个审判是要按照我们在这个世上活着的时候所做的事情的。
This judgment will judge us based on the things that we do whilst on earth.
所以这位神是赏善罚恶的神。
And this God is a God who rewards good and punishes the evil.
一个人做很多好事，到最后一定要给他奖赏。
A person who does good in the end will be rewarded.
所以一定要相称，就是他所做的恶，最后受到刑罚，一定要平等的。
So, the evil that he does and the punishment that he gets has to be comparable.
这个就是我们今天法律审判的原则。
And this is the principle of our laws in society today.
同样，一个人如果能够做好，到最后一定得奖赏，这也是公平的。
So, it's only fair that if you do good, that you get a corresponding reward.
现在问题就是说，这个审判，到时候神是用什么标准来判呢？
So, but what standard would God use on this judgment day?
我们要怎么样能够在这个审判的时候，我们能够得到真正的奖赏
？How can we receive the true reward on this judgment day?
今天主耶稣基督的福音
，Today the gospel of Jesus Christ
告诉我们这一条路
，have told us the way，
给我们一个盼望
，He has given us the hope，
最后我们可以得救
，so that in the end we all can be saved。
那我们今天来到主耶稣 基督的这个教会来听听这个信息。
Today we have come to the Church of Jesus Christ to listen to His good news.
其实就是主耶稣他呼召我们，他感动我们。
So this is actually Jesus calling us and moving us.
我们今天来到这里，可能有不一样的人邀请我们，或者是有不一样的不同的原因，我们今天来到这里的。
Perhaps we are here because different people have invited us, or we are here for different reasons.
但是这个来到这里的动作，其实就是神在呼召我们，他把他的这个信息呢，让我们心里会有感动。
So the fact, the motion of us coming here already shows the calling of God, who is trying to impart this good news in our minds.
所以其实是神在呼召人。
So it is God who calls men.
那让我们来到这里，可以听到他所要给我们的应许。
So that when we come here, we can listen to the promise that He wants us to know.
我们现在看一节经节，罗马书第八章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章的二十九节。
Romans 8 verse 29.
八章二十九节。
8 verse 29.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模范，要使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
30节，预先所定下的人又要招他们来，所招来的人要称他们为义，所称为义的人又要叫他们得荣耀。
30. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified.
这里提到说，其实神他都知道每一个人的。
So here tells us that God actually knows each and every one of us.
他现在把我们呼召来这里。
So now he has called each of us here.
他要让我们来听到耶稣基督的信息。
He wants us to listen to the good news of Jesus Christ.
要让我们愿意来接受基督做我们的救主。
He wants us to be willing to accept Jesus Christ as our
Savior. 那最后他说要称我们做义人。
And in the end, he wants to justify us.
然后最后还要叫我们得荣耀，就是我们能够进他的国度。
Not only that, he wants to glorify us so that we can enter into his kingdom.
这是他一个计划。
So this is his plan.
这是为什么耶稣基督他来到人间。
And this is why Jesus has come to earth.
他是最终目的是要让我们得救的。
His ultimate purpose is to save us.
我们再看一节经节。
Now let's turn to another verse.
我们看帖扫罗尼迦前书。
Please turn to 1 Thessalonians.
帖扫罗尼迦前书。
1 Thessalonians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第五章的第九节。
Verse 9.
第五章第九节，因为神不是预定我们要受刑，乃是预定我们要借着我们主耶稣基督得救。
Verse 9, for God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督他呼召我们，就是要我们得救的。
Jesus Christ have called us in order to save us.
那这个得救表示说我们本来是灭亡的嘛。
So this salvation means that we are destined to perish.
圣经讲了很多的道理。
The Bible has taught us many teachings.
我们没有办法在短短的时间把这所有道理都讲清楚。
So in this short period of time, I can't tell you the whole message.
但是圣经很开宗明义的讲，他说把众人都圈在罪里面。
But the Bible is very direct. The Bible encompasses all mankind into sinful people.
因为我们现在来到教会都在读圣经啊。
When we come to church, we all need to read the Bible.
我们现在看一下加太书第三章。
Now let's turn to Galatians.
加太书第三章
Chapter 3
22节
Verse 22
这里说，但圣经把众人都圈在罪里，使所应许的福音信耶稣基督归给那信的人。
22 But the scripture has confined all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe.
这里这句话的意思不是说我们本来没有罪，好，现在圣经把我圈在罪里面，圣经实在是大罪人。
So this verse does not say that initially we have no sin, but after reading the Bible, then the Bible confines us all to sin.
所以其实是我们本来人就是有罪的。
But it all started originally in that all mankind is under sin.
是因为我们看圣经，我们才知道说，哦，原来我们是有罪的。
And when we read the Bible, then we know that We are all under sin.
但是圣经如果只是告诉我们说你有罪了，然后没有给我们一个解决的方法，那圣经只是让我们看得很难过而已。
But if the Bible merely tells us that we are all under sin, but do not give us the solution, then the Bible only brings us grief.
我们说圣经其实它都在讲耶稣基督的救恩的。
The Bible's main focus talks about Jesus' salvation.
它在谈主耶稣基督要给人的这个所有的恩典呢。
It talks about all the grace that Jesus will give to mankind.
所以我们从读圣经会得到福气的。
So when we read the Bible, we will be blessed.
但是同时，圣经会让我们看到我们人本身的缺陷。
But at the same time, the Bible will reveal to us our own weaknesses.
在这个过程当中，它提供给我们一个方式，一个途径。
And in this process, the Bible will give us a way out.
我们现在被圈在罪里面了。
So now we have been confined under sin.
要怎么解决呢？
So how can we solve this?
他说要因为信耶稣基督。
And the Bible said you need to believe in Jesus Christ.
那圣经所讲的这个神的应许，这个福气都要给信的人。
So the Bible says that this promise of blessings will be given to those who believe.
那所以其实我们看圣经，我们就会发现说，哎，我们人仔细想一想，真的没有一个好人呢。
So when after we read the Bible and after we think deeper, we'll realize that yes, indeed, among men there is no one good enough.
因为我们刚才在看那个儿童诗班的献诗啊。
Earlier we saw the children's choir presentation.
你看那个年纪最小的。
And let's look at the youngest child.
他是最没有压力的。
She has the least pressure.
他要做什么，他就做什么。不会想说，哎，等一下人家会不会跟我讲什么？
She just did whatever she wanted. She wouldn't care what others' feedback later on.
很天真，不是吗？
Isn't she innocent?
我们看了就很高兴啊。
So when we see that, we're so happy.
所以她脸上有最多笑容。
And so her face was the most smiley.
但是等到那个比较大的哈。
But when you look at the older kids,
比较大的跟那个表现跟那个最小的就不一样。
So the looks on the older the presentation of the older kids is different from the younger ones. So the older ones have a pressure.
在这里要有一个形象。
So here I have to maintain a certain image.
那要唱的怎样好？
I have to sing this well.
因为他知道这件事情很重要啊。
Because they know that this occasion is very important.
但其实我们最喜欢听谁唱诗？
So in actual fact, who do we like to hear the most?
我们最喜欢听那个最小的唱。
We like to hear from the youngest.
最单，他最纯。
Because they're the most pure.
这说明我们今天人越小的时候，我们人越天真哦。
So this shows that the younger we are, the more innocent we are.
那等到年纪渐长的时候，我们这个人呢，我们这个脸呢？我们的这个举止啊，说话，哎，就开始跟以前不一样了。
And as we grow older, we find that our mannerisms, the way we talk, have started to evolve.
所以有时候我们年纪大了以后，要回去看看我们小时候的照片。
So as we grow older, we should look back at our childhood photos.
我们小的时候跟老的时候不太一样。
So we look different from when we were young to when we were older.
有时候我们觉得我们自己啊，怎么那么难看。
If we feel that, why do I look so bad?
你就再回去看你小时候。几个月的时候的照片。
Then look at your baby pictures.
又觉得说，哎，我那时候怎么那么可爱
？Then you'll find, oh, why am I so adorable?
我们有个姐妹哦，她好喜欢看她小时候的照片。
We have a church sister who loves to look at her baby pictures.
因为她说每次看到她小时候啊。
Because she said every time she looks at her baby pictures.
她说我都忘记了我小时候这么可爱啊。
I've forgotten how adorable I was.
就表示说她现在自己觉得自己不可爱。
So it means that she doesn't feel as adorable anymore.
因为心里面有很多很多东西的。
Because within her heart she has so many things.
我们人哦，有时候我们常常照镜子看看我们自己长相如何。
We often look at the mirror wanting to see how we look like.
当我们真的心里面充满喜乐的时候，我们的面容跟很忧伤的时候完全不同。
So when our hearts is full of joy, our face really will show it differently.
但是我们有多少时候是心里面真的非常喜乐满足的？
But how often do we truly experience a joy and abundance? Not often.
大部分的时候我们心里都是有一个负担，有压力。
Very often our hearts are filled with burden and stress.
这是为什么我们真的是要靠着耶稣基督再回到小时候那个像那个孩子婴儿那个那么可爱天真的那个那个时代里面去了。
So this is why we need to rely on the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can return to the age of innocence.
圣经这样告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
我们看罗马书第三章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 3.
我们要去正视，要去真的去面对这个事实啊。
We need to really face this reality.
罗马书三章的第十节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 10.
就如经上所记，没有一个义人，连一个也没有。
As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one.
第十一节说，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路的。
There is none who understand, there is none who seeks after God, they have all turned aside.
最后都说，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
So he finally said that there's no one who does good, not even one.
你看到一直看到第十八节。
And if you keep reading until verse 18,
第十八节说，他们眼中不怕神。
There is no fear of God before their eyes.
当一个人不怕神的时候，
when a person does not fear God,
所有的坏事都做出来了。
They are able to do all kinds of evil.
其实我们每一个人的长相就开始走样了。
Then all our faces would start to distort.
所以这里说没有义人，没有行善的，这是从神的绝对的标准来看的。
So here says that there's no one righteous and no one who does good. This is based on God's standard.
所以我们今天每一个人，其实我们良心自己摸摸看呢。
So today, let us just touch our very own conscience.
我们真的没有一个人能够在神面前打包票说我是好人。
So indeed, there's none of us here that can say before God that I am a good person.
如果我们敢这样讲
，If we dare to say that,
基本上我们可能脑筋不正常了。
If we say that, then perhaps our mind is not normal.
我们忘记我们是谁。
We have forgotten who we actually are.
再看看我们小时候就知道，跟我们现在比较就知道我们有没有做错事啊。
So if we compare from our young age up till now, have we committed any wrong?
年纪越大，我们犯的错越多。
And as we age, we commit more wrong.
我们从很单纯的，他现在年纪越大，脑筋就变得很复杂。
We start from being an innocent. We start from innocence to a very complicated person.
所以我们要了解，我们每一个人其实我们都不完全的。
So we need to come to understand that none of us is perfect.
罗马书的第三章，我们继续看。
Let's continue reading Romans 3.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
这里说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Here says that all men have sinned and 23. Oh, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
神造我们每一个人的时候，本来都是非常可爱的了。
When God created us, we were all made perfect and beautiful.
就像我们那个每个 baby 都是这么样可爱，你很多人都想要去抱他。
Just like every baby is very adorable, everyone wants to carry the child.
但是等到长大，越大的时候，哎。不太想要去再去接近了。
But as the child grows older, you don't feel like getting closer to the child.
因为我们已经被污染了。
Because we have been polluted.
因为我们的心慢慢的不怕神了。
Because our hearts no longer fear God.
那我们就亏缺了神的荣耀。
So we have fallen short of God's glory.
那在这个犯罪当中，刑罚的结果就是死亡。
So the result of sin or the consequence of sin is punishment and death.
因为罪的代价就是死亡。
The price of sin is death.
哦，所以我们看一样看罗马书。
Similarly, let's read Romans.
六章的二十三节。
Chapter 6, verse 23.
六章二十三节。
6, verse 23.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督乃是永生。
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以今天如果我们都是有罪的人，我们的结局就是死亡。
So today, if we're all sinners, then our end is death.
如果我们知道我们的结局是要死的，
So if you know that our end is to die,
我们一定会想尽办法让我们可以活。
Then we will find ways and means in order to live.
就像在海上船难那一群人一样。
Just like the group of people who is caught in the storm in the ocean.
他的财物都可以丢掉了，不要了。
They are willing to throw all their possessions.
只要能活下来就好。
As long as they can live, that is all they want.
今天如果我们看到我们自己本身的罪。
Today, if we're able to see our own sins,
我们很自然的知道结果就是死亡。
Very naturally, we'll know that the consequence is death.
世人都有罪，其实也从每一个人都会死来证明每一个人都是罪人。
So the fact that all men ends up dying means all men truly have sinned.
因为罪的工价就是死亡啊。
Because the price of a sin is death.
但是现在主耶稣基督要给我们一个恩典。
But here the Lord Jesus wants to give us grace.
在他里面有永生。
In him there is eternal life.
那这个永生其实就是得救。
And this eternal life is salvation.
神召我们要让我们得救的。
Jesus called us to save us.
所以主耶稣基督他今天从各地方把我们召集在这里。
So today the Lord Jesus has called us from all corners of the world to gather here.
能够真的看到这一条解决罪的唯一途径。
So that we all can see this only way that can solve the problem of sin.
主耶稣他很慈爱的。
Jesus Christ is very loving.
他知道我们每一个人的那个 苦衷啊。
He knows all our individual pains and sorrows.
我们来看一个例子。
Let's look at an example.
看路加福音十九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 19.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这里记载一个人叫做撒该。
He records a man by the name of Zacchaeus.
他是一个税吏长，他是个财主。
He is a rich man, a tax collector.
可是他身材很矮。
But he was short.
他听过耶稣的信息。
He heard about the news of Jesus.
知道耶稣要从那个地方经过。
He knew that Jesus was passing by.
第二节特别说，第三节说，他想要看耶稣到底怎么样的人。
Verse 3 said he wanted to see what Jesus looked like.
他身材矮，所以看不到，被挡住了。
But he couldn't see because he was short and of the crowd.
第四节他说他跑到前面去，跑到桑树上去了。
So verse 4 said he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree.
因为他知道主耶稣一定会从那里经过。
For he knew that Jesus was going to pass that way.
他人正在树上在张望的时候。
And whilst he was on the tree looking out,
他说主耶稣来到了。
He saw Jesus approaching.
抬头一看。
Jesus looked up.
叫他的名字，撒该，快下来。
Called his name Zacchaeus, come down quickly.
我今天要住在你家里。
Today I must stay at your house.
哇，他就赶快下来，这差点从树上掉下来的。
So he quickly came down. He almost fell off the tree.
他怎么会知道我的名字
？How did he know my name？
他今天还要来去我家住。
And today he even wants to come to my house.
哦，他太高兴了。他说他赶快下来。
So he was so happy. He hurriedly came down.
接待耶稣。
And received Jesus.
他要先相信耶稣，他才会 接待耶稣的。
So he first had to believe in Jesus before he can receive Jesus.
所以他很高兴的要接耶稣到他家去啊。
So he was very happy wanting to receive Jesus to his house.
第七节，众人看见
，Verse 7，
私下议论纷纷说：“哎，他耶稣怎么到罪人的家里去住宿了？”
But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, "He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner."
表示撒该。他在众人眼中都知道他是罪人。
In other words, amongst the people, they all know that he is a sinner.
那其实每一个人都罪人。
So in actual fact, every one of us is a sinner.
只是当时候撒该他所犯的错比众人还多。
It's only that at that time the sins that Zacchaeus committed was more than the others.
因为他收税的，所以他很多时候多收了很多钱。
Because he's a tax collector, and very often he would just he over collects.
所以当主耶稣要进他家的时候
，So when Jesus went to his house,
在众人眼前。
Before the crowd,
第八节
，in verse 8,
他站着对主耶稣说：“主啊，我要把我所有的一半给穷人。我若是讹诈了谁，我就还他四倍。”
Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold."
我们这里才看到说，哎，这个当时众人都指责那个撒该是罪人。
So here we see that the crowd was pointing finger that Zacchaeus was a sinner.
但是众人的指责并不能够改变。撒该是罪人这个事实。
But the pinpointing of the crowd doesn't change the fact that Zacchaeus was a sinner.
撒该他也没有能力去改变做一个不是罪人。
Zacchaeus himself had no power to change himself into a sinless person.
其实撒该他也很苦啊。
In actual fact, Zacchaeus was also in deep pain.
因为这些钱财的诱惑比很大，他没有办法抵抗。
Because this temptation of wealth is so great that he can't resist.
但是现在主耶稣来叫他一下而已啊。
But now Jesus merely just gave him a call.
就跟他说我要去你家住啊。
And told him that I want to go to your house.
哦，主耶稣这个接纳的心，让撒该整个心都融化了。
So this heart of acceptance of Jesus just melted Zacchaeus' heart.
他就主动的跟主耶稣说，我现在要把这个欠的债、欠人的罪债，把它还清。
So he proactively offered to repay all the debts.
他这个改变，就是因为主耶稣基督。他的爱临到他的身上。
So he was able to make the change because the love of Jesus has come upon him.
他讲的话，众人听到了。
And what he said was heard by the crowd.
所以第九节主耶稣说。
So in verse 9, Jesus said.
今天救恩到了这个家，到了这家了。
Today salvation has come to this house.
因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Because he also is a son of Abraham.
第十节，人子来。为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
我们在这里看到主耶稣基督他怎么样愿意拯救罪人。
So here we see how Jesus very much wants to save sinners.
是主耶稣主动来叫撒该的。
It was Jesus himself who proactively seek for Zacchaeus.
主耶稣都没有主动叫他，撒该他一点都没有机会。
If Jesus did not first call Zacchaeus, then Zacchaeus would never have a chance.
所以主耶稣来 呼召他，救恩要临到他的家。
So Jesus came and called him, and so salvation would come to his house.
撒该他自己知道自己是罪人。
Zacchaeus himself knows that he is a sinful man.
他对主耶稣这个爱，哇，他感动了，没有办法再怎么样，他用所有的钱财散尽来表达。
He was so touched by the love of Jesus that he wasn't able to show it, that he could only show it by offering all that he has.
在这里我们看到耶稣的爱。
Here we see the love of Jesus.
看到那个。这个救恩要改变一个人。
We also see how salvation can change someone.
因为撒该他在耶稣里面看到了那个希望。
Because in Jesus, Zacchaeus was able to see a ray of hope.
所以主耶稣来让撒该的生命改变。
So Jesus came and changed Zacchaeus' life.
救恩来到他的家，这个时候主耶稣讲了就算了，救恩就真的临到撒该了。
So when salvation comes to his house, Jesus' words came true.
所以因着主耶稣的这个他这个爱，他这个恩典，这个撒该从一个罪人里面进到跟随变成耶稣的门徒了。
So because of Jesus' love and grace, Zacchaeus was able to turn from a sinner to a disciple of Jesus.
但今天主耶稣他已经回到天上去了。
But today Jesus has gone home to heaven.
我们当时候如果是在主耶稣那个时代存在的人，主耶稣跟我们这样讲，我们就得救了。
If we lived in Zacchaeus' time, and if Jesus told us the same thing, we would also have been saved.
但现在主耶稣升天去。
But today Jesus has gone to heaven.
他现在降下圣灵来建立教会。
And he has sent his Holy Spirit down to establish his church.
他告诉他的门徒。
And he tells his disciples.
你要出去传福音给万民听。
You should go out and speak.And preach the gospel to all the world.
他说：“你信而受洗，必然得救。
If you believe and baptize, you will be saved.
那表示相信耶稣之后，一定要接受洗礼。
In other words, after you believe, you must be baptized.
那要接受洗礼是要怎样洗
？And how then should you be baptized?
当时候主耶稣他其实已经在他传福音的过程当中，为百姓留下洗礼的方式了。
So when Jesus was preaching on earth, he already left an example on how baptism should be done.
主耶稣他在约旦河洗礼。
Jesus was baptized in the river Jordan.
他洗礼完之后，那个圣灵像鸽子就降在他身上了。
And after he was baptized, the Holy Spirit came down like the dove.
那时候很多人都看到这样一个现象。
And there were many people who saw this scene.
所以主耶稣他受洗得圣灵经过就被记录下来了。
So how Jesus was baptized and how he was how he received the Holy Spirit was all recorded in the Bible.
等到主耶稣他升天以后
，And after Jesus ascended to heaven,
他降下圣灵来建立教会。
He poured forth his Holy Spirit to establish the church.
当使徒他们领受圣灵以后
，And when the apostles received the Holy Spirit,
他们站起来跟当时候的这些犹太的同胞。讲耶稣是谁
？They stood up and shared with their fellow men, the fellow Jews, who Jesus was.
我们看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
第三十三节。
Verse 33.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
33. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear.
这里所讲的主耶稣他受洗的时候，他就已经领受圣灵，他就圣灵就降下来了。
So here records that when Jesus was baptized, he has received the Holy Spirit. Means the Holy Spirit has come down.
就是洗礼完之后，这个圣灵就降下来。
So after the baptism, the Holy Spirit was poured out.
那这个就是他们当时候使徒他们得圣灵的时候，也是众人可以听见、可以看见的。
So likewise, when the apostles at that time received the Holy Spirit, the people were able to see and hear.
用这个方式，使徒他们见证主耶稣他是救主。
So using this method, the apostles prove that Jesus is the Savior.
第三十六节。
Let's read verse 36.
他说：“故此，以色列全家都能确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主、为基督了。”
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
那当时候众人听了这样一个信息之后，他们都很扎心。
So when the people heard this news, they were pierced in their hearts.
因为他们知道，他们把一个义人钉死，把这个受膏者竟然把他钉死在十字架，像罪犯一样。
Because they knew that they had nailed an innocent man, the anointed one, on the cross.
虽然他们当时候想到要解决这个问题。
So they wanted to find a solution to this problem.
他们问使徒说：“我们怎么办？”
So they asked the apostles, "What should we do?"
三十八节。
Let's read verse 38.
彼得说
：“Then Peter said,
他说你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，洗清你们的罪。” 受洗叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
在这里他提示了一个今天要能够得到这个得救盼望的途径。
So here, this verse has outlined the steps to salvation.
就是跟撒该他得到主耶稣救恩的那个他那个方式是类似的。
Which was the same steps that Zacchaeus took in order to be saved.
主耶稣他的爱要让我们了解，我们每一个人都是罪人。
Jesus' love will make us realize that we're all sinners.
因为当时候他们把主耶稣钉了。
Because at that time they have nailed Jesus to the cross.
是个罪人，那我怎么办
？So I'm a sinner. What can I do?
他说要悔改。
So they were told to repent.
要奉耶稣名洗礼。
And to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
这个洗礼就是要让罪得赦的。
And it's for the remission of sins.
这个罪赦免之后，他说就要领受所赐的圣灵。
And after your sins are remitted, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
39节说。
Verse 39.
这个应许是要给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是我们主神所招来的。
For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call.
这个就告诉我们，今天我们要能够解决罪，能够真的进入主耶稣所应许的永生的这个唯一途径了。
So this tells us that this is the only way that that Jesus can solve the problem of our sins.
因为当我们了解我们要领受救恩是要解决罪，这里告诉我们这个方式就是那么简单了。
So the way to solve our sins is so simple.
我们今天我们听到了这样的一个主耶稣基督的福音。
So today we have heard about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
圣经里面所讲的这个洗礼都只有一种而已。
And the baptism mentioned in the Bible, there's only one kind.
因为我们从圣经看到主耶稣就是一个。
Because from the Bible we only see one kind of baptism.
耶稣基督他所讲的这个救恩就是一种。
And the salvation that Jesus talks about, there's also only one.
我们天上就是有一位真神。
And in heaven, there's only one true God.
在地上我们只有一位救主。
And on earth, we only have one Savior.
我们就是有一个只有主耶稣一个教会。
And Jesus only has one church.
所以今天我们听到主耶稣他这个美好的道理。
So today, after we have heard this beautiful message of Jesus,
今天我们如果要解决我们的罪
，and if we want to solve the problem of our sins,
我们要照着圣经告诉我们这个方式
，we need to follow the methods prescribed in the Bible.
让我们接受赦罪的洗礼
，so that we are able to accept the baptism of remission of sins.
让我们得到主耶稣真的应许给我们的永生
，so that we can receive the promise of salvation that Jesus has given.
所以现在凡听到人都可以来。
So whoever has heard this message can come.
我们不能够再单言了。
We should not delay any longer.
当我们知道我们用这个方式就可以得救。
And if we know that this is the way to salvation,
那我们一定要赶快得到。
Then we should quickly grab it.
所以我们最后看《使徒行传》第二十二章。
Finally, let's read Acts 22.
使徒行传二十二章。
Acts 22.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
使徒行传二十二章的十六节。
Acts 22 verse 16.
现在你为什么单言呢？起来，求告他的名，受洗，洗净你的罪。
And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord.
主耶稣基督他呼召了我们。
The Lord Jesus has called us.
他应许把这个救恩加在我们的生命里面。
He has promised to give us this salvation.
那我们可以得到。满足了喜乐
，so that we can have this fullness of joy，
让我们可以真的有在这个苦难世界里面有超越的平安
，so that in this troubling world we can have a transcendent peace。
他提供给我们这一条得救的途径
，and so with to solve this he provides us this way of salvation，
真正拥有耶稣基督给我们永生的盼望
，so that we can all truly receive the eternal life promised by Jesus。
那我们在这个世上其实就是最幸福的人
，so if we do this then we'll be the most blessed person in the world。
愿主耶稣感动带领我们。
May Jesus move us and guide us.
让每个人都能够下定决心
，so that we all can make the determination.
能够勇敢的来接受主耶稣基督他这个救恩
，and to bravely, courageously receive the salvation of Jesus.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's together sing hymn.
180